that merry Christmas tree.
Hi, this is Beth Haphager, one of your co-hosts on Mornings with WFHR, wishing you and yours a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and Blessed New Year.
This Christmas, may your blessings be many, your worries few, and days spent with those who mean the most to you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's from all of us at the Arts Council of Southwood County, a proud supporter of WFHR's 30 Hours of Christmas.
Wishing you a happy holiday. Hope you enjoy this time of year with your loved ones and have a wonderful new year in 2024. From the Herman Taylor Funeral Home family to yours, Merry Christmas.
Throughout the year, Procter & Gamble bring you your beloved programs, Life Can Be Beautiful, Ma Perkins, Pepper Young's Family, and The Right to Happiness. Today, Christmas Day, these shows join together to present Christmas Day in America, an hour of entertainment and inspiration. As American as a cake of soap. A pretty apt expression. Not that we Americans invented soap, but we have a very healthy respect for it. We use more than any other nation on earth. We like soap because it keeps us clean. We like soap because it helps keep us healthy. Just one drop of soap in 1,000 drops of water is enough to destroy the bacteria that cause pneumonia, diphtheria, influenza. As American as a cake of soap. A comparison to be proud of. It was a small town, and there was sort of a holiday going on. The people of that locality were required to come to the tax collector and pay according to their income. The hotels were crowded. And even if there had been a room available, it would have been at a price too rich for the small purse of the elderly carpenter and his wife, who searched wearily for any kind of accommodation. The husband, a man named Joseph, walked slowly beside the donkey on which his wife rode. Night was coming on. And he must have been discouraged and desperate, in spite of his assurances to his wife that surely they would find some place to spend the night. It was agony for them both. Because the woman, named Mary, was going to have a baby. And when, Perhaps aimlessly, they had turned off the main street of Bethlehem. Mary asked Joseph to stop and take her down. The only shelter in sight was a stable. They went in. Mary's baby was born there and lay in a manger. His name was Jesus. This is his birthday. To a restive and sometimes bewildered world, Christ is born again. Life is born again. Love and reverence are born again. As though to prove that life can be beautiful, a golden-tinted dawn creeps through New York's night-blanketed canyons. Shafts of light like the pink tips of sly awakening fingers steal through the windows of Park Avenue mansions and of small flats on the Lower East Side. Even on Christmas morning, like a great, lazy giant, the sleeping city awakens reluctantly. The day starts early in a hospital. Chi-Chi's window opens eastward, and so it may be the reflection of the sunrise, or the radiance cast by a huge poinsettia on the dresser. Or it may be that some inner glow has warmed the pallor of her cheeks as she waits for the dreaded moment when the nurse will return her son to the nursery. Chi-Chi also has a determined look, and instinctively she draws the little bundle closer in the curve of her arm as the door opens.
Well, Mrs. Hamilton, I'll take your baby back now.
Oh, not yet. Not yet. Oh, look, Nurse, your cat is asleep.
I won't wake him up.
But he likes it here with me better than out there with all those other babies. And look, he's smiling almost, I think.
Any facial contortion of a day-old baby, Mrs. Hamilton, is more likely to be a sign of air bubbles than smiling.
No, it's almost a smile. Don't take him, please. Besides, it's Christmas.
Yes, it is.
And this is my Christmas present.
Oh, I almost forgot. You have a visitor outside in the hall.
A visitor? Who is it?
That old gentleman who was here before.
Oh, Papa David.
I'll take your baby back to the nursery and tell him he can come in for a few minutes.
You mean you want to take him away before Papa David can see him? Oh, my gosh, no, please, Nurse. He's almost like my baby's grandfather.
Oh, all right. Don't get excited. But don't let him come near the baby.
Well, Papa David's sanitary.
And don't talk much. I'll let you have the baby for a few minutes longer. You may come in now.
Oh, thank you.
Come on in, Papa David.
A blessed Merry Christmas to you, Chi-Chi.
Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, God bless you, lady.
Well, what do you think of my son?
Oh, God has blessed you, lady. And me, too, permitting me to live long enough to fill my old eyes up with a picture of you lying there so beautiful with your baby.
You think he looks like Stephen?
Oh, what's a more beautiful sight than a mama and her baby?
Well, I guess he don't really look like anybody yet.
I'll drop in after a little while, Mrs. Hamilton, and then I'll have to take the baby to the nursery.
I wish Steve could see him.
Yeah.
I did all right, didn't I? The baby came just when Steve hoped it would. Just in time for Christmas. He used to say he was going to bring it in to me with a big red ribbon tied around it like a Christmas present. But I guess the nurse wouldn't have let him do it anyway. The ribbon might not be sanitary.
Say, no, don't be depressed, Chi-Chi. Today is Christmas. You've got to be merry. And, well, anyhow, not depressed.
Yeah. Papa David.
Uh-huh.
Remember right after I first came to the bookshop to live with you how you used to read to me out of the Bible all about how Christ was born.
Yeah?
I remember how you said I wasn't Jewish, I was a Christian, and I'd have to know all about Christ.
Even so, when the angel said, tidings of great joy, he also said, which shall be for all people. You remember?
Mm-hmm. I always used to like that part about Mary, his mother. But the Bible doesn't say much about it. It says, Mary kept all these things, all about the angels and the shepherds and all that, and pondered them in her heart.
Oh, so now you understand pondering.
Well, I used to wonder what she really thought about. She must have been awful scared. Do you think she was, Papa David? Do you think she was scared?
She knew her responsibilities.
There's a chapter in the Bible by St. Luke and one by St. Matthew and St. John and all those others all about Christ, how he was born and grew up. But do you know what I wish? I wish there was a book in the Bible that had been written by Mary. She must have been awful proud.
Instead of proud, I think humble.
Well, can't people be proud and humble at the same time? I am. I'm proud to have a son, Stephen's son, but I'm humble because, well, right here in my arms, Papa David, is a whole life, a new life. It's kind of hard to say what I mean, but you know what I'm trying to say.
Have I ever been a mama?
Maybe he hasn't got a father, so I'm father and mother for him. What I do for him and with him, how I treat him, may decide whether he's going to be a big man or not a big man. That's why I'm humble.
Situation, I'm proud to be almost like a papa to you. The fineness of you showing up in distress of adversity and having such thoughts.
One of the things that kind of scares me is that I'm still sort of harem scarum, and I guess I always will be. Maybe my son won't like a harem scarum mother.
God, with two such names, Stephen and David, how could he help loving you?
If Steve was here, it'd be different. I've always been sort of a pop-off, and Steve wasn't. He always thought things out, and so together we made a pretty good team. Now it's all up to me. That's what I'm pondering about.
Just love your baby, Chicha. Love him and let him know that you love him.
Is that all?
Well, anyhow, it's a good start.
The nurse says my baby's the best one in the hospital.
She did?
Well, anyhow, she didn't argue with me when I said it.
Ah, well, any mama who's thinking her baby ain't the best, she ain't deserving of having a baby.
What I'm really trying to say, Papa David...
Yeah, I know, Lynn.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then maybe you can say it for me better than I can.
Well, you're glad that Christ was born a baby.
Uh-huh.
Instead of coming into the world in a chariot with trumpets blowing and acting like a king with ointment.
Uh-huh.
You're glad that Mary had a baby because you understand Mary now. And you're beginning to understand that everything that's big was once small. That greatness grows like a flower. And that the truest king, the most understandable expression of a kind and loving God, was a baby, a son, who grows to be a fine man, who through all the centuries, all people, like the angel said, all people, revere and love.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
Well, being a mama like Mary was, having a baby like the Christ child was, the story in the Bible ain't just a story, it's real.
Mm-hmm.
By understanding Mary, you got a better understanding of Christ.
Yeah. And you know something else? I'm awful glad my son was born almost right on Christmas for another reason, too. On Christmas, from now on, for the rest of my life, every year I'll have a Christmas present from Stephen. First, like now, a little baby, and then after a while, a fine boy, and then a man. Every year, it'll be almost like Stephen will be giving him to me all over again.
Yes, and God grant that his life will be beautiful, Chicha.
It really can be, can't it, Papa Dave?
Yeah, God's greatest miracle, Chicha, is life. And he made it beautiful. And it can be beautiful, and will be, if we let God have his way.
Well, I'm going to try to, because, oh, my gosh, I hope my son's life can be beautiful.
Because Christ was born of Mary, was a baby, and stage by stage grew to manhood, there are three kinds of people who should understand him and see in each Christmas the full significance of the rebirth of life. One, fathers. Two, mothers. Three, all those who have been born. But let's not forget that the rebirth of life isn't the only yearly miracle. What is more inspiring is that with each Christmas comes the rebirth of the conviction that life can be beautiful. There was considerable farm and grazing land around Bethlehem. Shepherds spent the nights in the fields with their flocks to protect them from wildlife and from thieves. They sat around and talked, as men will when there's nothing else to do. Talked about taxes, politics, religion. They grumbled about conditions and probably speculated as to when their promised king might take over. Some may have doubted the prophecies. Others insisted that deliverance would come. And some, like people we know, said, "Well, I don't know. Maybe, maybe not." Suddenly, something happened. St. Luke says the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them. What form the angel took, and what kind of light shattered the darkness, we can only guess. The shepherds were afraid. We like to think that we are more sophisticated than they. And yet, how often have we seen people terrified by an electrical storm or the black fury of a hurricane? The shepherds fell on their faces and trembled, probably crying out, "What is going to become of us and of our sheep?"
"Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord."
Then the shepherds must have said to each other, "When, where, and how?"
"This shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men."
It must have taken the shepherds a little while to collect their wits, and probably there was a great deal of argument. A babe in a manger? What can a baby do for us? Some said, "Let's go to Bethlehem." And others chimed in, "Yes, let's see this thing which has come to pass. Let's see what the Lord has told us is there." Then they hurried. They must have had to search for the place, because there were many stables and mangers in the town. What was in the minds of those men as they stood or knelt and peered into the feeding box of the ox stable and saw a newborn baby? Did they have a glimmering of the truth that a new idea was born? A new conception of men's relationship to God and to each other? Goodwill toward men, the angel had said. Instead of being a stern Jehovah, did God so love the world that he gave his son? Love was born on that first Christmas. And on every Christmas since then, love has been born again. Large cities seem to be essential in man's scheme of things. Cities where stones and steel girders are piled to dizzy heights. But look for the real America in smaller places. A city has a heart, but a town has a soul. Rushville Center lies snow-blanketed and sparkling, like a picture on a favorite calendar. Here homes are not stacked story on story, but spread comfortably apart, each a little world of its own. Yet neighborly footprints in the snow link them as though families had joined hands and circled the white-steepled church in the square. There is the nostalgic scent of burning wood as smoke curls from cheery log fires. In Ma Perkins' home, Ma and Faye stood proudly by, chuckling warmly as a wee girl's eyes and mouth opened wide like huge zeros because of the most wonderful Christmas tree in all the world. Of course,
Neither Ma nor Fay nor Shuffle and Willie got any credit at all for the hours they had spent in Ma's living room last night, long after a curly head was on its pillow and a small girl was fast asleep. Nor did they want any. As far as little girls are concerned, Christmas trees just materialize out of thin air on Christmas morning. And that's the way it should be. For a moment, Paulette was speechless. And there was no sound in the room except the joyful bell in the church steeple.
Under the tree, shall we?
Oh, yes, yes. Here, Grandma, you help me, will you?
Yeah, of course I'll help you. Oh, of course I will.
Oh, you're a wonderful doll. Close your eyes now and sleep.
Oh, that's what Christmas means. It means love. Just as every day is a fresh beginning, and every morning the world is made new, with Christmas comes the true understanding of the rebirth of love. Let's bow our head, child, and say a little Christmas prayer. Oh, God, we thank thee. We thank thee for another glorious Christmas. I thank thee for sparing me and for sparing those who are near and dear to me. For making it possible for all of us to be together on this, thy day. The day of the birth of thy Son, Jesus Christ. The day thou sent the one nearest and dearest to thee, to this earth, that he might suffer and die, so that sinners might be saved. For thou hast said, he that sins must die. And thou sent thy Son to die for others, that those of us who sin might be saved, to come into thy kingdom, and to know the beauties and bounties of thy love. Oh, God, if only those of us who don't understand can see how simple it is to be saved. Because thou, in thy great love, hast prepared the way, made it all so simple, so easy, and so glorious to follow. No longer is it necessary to die because we have sinned. All that's necessary is to kneel down and confess our sins, to repent, and become as a little child again. Pure-hearted, contrite, and humble. And it is then, and only then, that we can realize the true beauty of thy divine providence. All that thou hast done for us. The beauty of thy love. The love of our fellow man. And our love for him. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Ma.
Yeah, love. Love for fellow men, goodwill toward all, can be born and reborn again. And it should be. For love purges the bad thoughts that creep into our minds. It cleanses the heart. It purifies our lives. And through continuously realizing that there is such a thing as love in the world, love for God and all that he created, it makes us as we should be. Like that precious baby sitting there, pure in mind, pure in thought, and we become as God would have us, as little children again, freed of animosity, hatred, and pettiness. For where there is light, there can be no darkness. Where there is love, love for fellow man, there can be no evil.
Oh, Grandma, Mommy, look.
Hmm?
She's asleep. Isn't she a pretty doll when she's asleep? Isn't she, with her eyes closed?
Oh, she's beautiful. Just beautiful, precious.
Oh, and I love her so. I love my new doll so. And I love you, Mommy. I love Grandma. I just love everybody.
That's what I mean, Faith. That's what I mean.
Well, Mom, I've got the cranberries already.
Yes?
The celery and olives are already in the refrigerator.
Oh, wonderful.
I've got the table set and... Oh, Mom.
My, what a beautiful job you've done on the turkey. How wonderfully you've stuffed it and trussed it. If that isn't a picture, that big turkey in that pan.
Yeah, it's all ready to go into the oven after we come back from church.
Goodness, Ma, I never had any idea the turkey was that big. Do you think it'll get done in time?
Oh, yes, it'll get done all right. We aren't going to eat until late. The Pendletons had a previous engagement.
The Pendletons?
Yes, they have to go by the Fairchilds first. But I told Matilda that we'd arrange dinner so they could be here.
You mean they're bringing Mr. Bryant?
Yes. Why, Faye?
Well, didn't Mr. Cunningham warn you about Mr. Bryant's coming here? What if Mr. Colby finds out who he is?
Well, if he comes at the Pendletons, there's no reason for Mr. Colby or anybody else to think he's anyone but a friend of theirs. And as good a friend as Mr. Bryant's been, I wouldn't think of sitting down to Christmas dinner without him at the table. Mr. Colby or no Mr. Colby, it's Christmas. And when all of us sit down at the table, Mr. Bryant is going to be here with us. We'll think about Mr. Colby tomorrow.
Oh, well, I better go put another leaf in the table and
put
an
extra
plate.
I didn't tell you before, honey. That was Matilda who called while you were in the dining room, and she said they'd just gotten in touch with the Fairchilds to arrange it. I'm all ready, Faye. I'll see who it is.
It's probably Evie and Willie or Shuffle.
Yes, I imagine. I'm coming.
Come on in.
I'm all ready. Faye and Paula to be down just in a minute or so. Well, did you have a good Christmas, Junior?
Oh, I had a swell Christmas, Grandma.
Here, I'll get the door, Evie.
You want to see all the swell things I got?
Oh, I want to. And tonight, after dinner, we go back home with you and see them. Junior, I just can't get over how handsome you look in your military academy uniform. Turn around. Just let me feast my eyes on you.
Oh, that ain't the way to do it. Let me help out here. Jim. Now, face.
Oh, my, how military.
Oh, Willie gets the biggest kick out of drilling him, Ma.
Oh, he just looks grand in that uniform.
And, Ma, look at his shoes. Look at them.
Yes,
aren't they polished like the mirror on the wall?
Turn around so Ma can see him. I mean, Bob, face.
Oh, Billy.
Well, they just shine like a new dollar.
And he shines them like that himself, I'll have you know. He never did that before he went to military academy.
Boy, I'll say. I'm telling you, we're proud of this soldier of ours, Ma.
You've got good reason to be. And I am, too.
Say, I'll bet that shuffle. I'll get it, Ma.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, I forgot. At ease, Junior.
Thanks, Dad. Oh, here come Aunt Faye and Paulette.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Aunt Faye.
Merry Christmas, Paulette.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, I just love everybody.
Thank you.
out of the mouths of babes. Yes, little Paulette came near to expressing the very essence of the Christmas spirit when she said, I love everybody. Christ himself said that many times and in many ways. There is hope for the world when, on at least one day each year, love in its broadest and fullest sense, love is born again. Perhaps as you and your family gather around the Christmas tree today, the conversation will drift back to where you were and what you did on other Christmas days. Well, that's the sort of reminiscing the Procter & Gamble Company likes to go in for, too. Actually, the company's first Christmas took place far beyond the memory of the oldest employee. It was 110 years ago, in 1837 to be exact, just a few months after William Procter and James Gamble had joined forces in Cincinnati, Ohio, to start a small soap-making business. In those days, the two young men trundled their wares through the streets in a wheelbarrow, displaying them to women who had always made their own soap. Today, on our 110th Christmas, the picture is greatly changed. Company headquarters remain on the same spot as that first small store, but Procter & Gamble products are known all over the world. Yes, the picture has changed, but our policy through the years has not. That we will continue always making better products for you.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Well, once again, our time has gone so quickly by. We're going to have about 5 minutes left in our program, and we're going to wrap it up then with a couple of tunes here. And just want to thank everybody for tuning in here today and hope you're enjoying the music. Next week, we're going to continue with some more Christmas music and maybe a couple other ones mixed in there with it. But we'll keep you happy with the sounds of the season. Right now, Richie's Christmas Accordion is up next.
Christmas, and all round the square, folks enjoyed the Christmas spirit. There was magic everywhere, but something was missing, something wasn't right. There'd be no musicians to perform this winter's night. Stan and Andy both had colds, they couldn't blow their horns. Dennis was at Foxwoods, he'd be back on Christmas morn. Kenny's drums were broken, he couldn't play a beat. Jackie's laryngitis made the evening look so bleak. Then all of a sudden, there came a happy sound. Songs of Christmas season could be heard all around. Coming from a distance, coming right our way, was Rich and his accordion to save this Christmas day. Rich, play your Christmas accordion. Play the Christmas songs to make the season bright. Rich, with your Christmas accordion, Christmas Eve just won't become a silent night. And before the night was through, he played songs for the children, and he played for Landit too. What a wonderful evening, what a Christmas full of fun. And all because of Richie and his Christmas accordion. Rich, play your Christmas accordion. Play the Christmas songs to make the season bright. Rich, with your Christmas accordion, Christmas Eve just won't become a silent night. Christmas
and Happy New Year's from everyone at Gary's Coins, 210 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. They look forward to seeing you in 2024 for all your rare coin and stamp needs. A proud sponsor of WFHR's 30 Hours of Christmas.
The end of the year brings no greater joy than the opportunity to express how grateful we are to our furry friends and our customers. Happy holidays to all, and may your new year be filled with happiness and success. Can't wait to see you in 2024 at Bow Wow Meow Boutique, a proud sponsor of 30 Hours of Christmas.
The holidays are stressful enough without the unpredictable weather. Stop into the Trading Post in Wisconsin Rapids and get lost in room-to-room gift ideas. No clue what to buy? No problem. Grab a gift card. Come shop stress-free and maybe find something for you, too.
Since 1992, Doorworks Incorporated has been providing, installing, and servicing residential, commercial, and industrial doors and openers throughout Wisconsin. They're located right here in Wisconsin Rapids, and they're fully licensed and insured. All of their employees are certified, trained technicians that are trained to install and service all types of doors and openers. Doorworks Incorporated wants to wish you and your family a very safe and happy holiday season.
This Christmas, may your blessings be many, your worries few, and days spent with those who mean the most to you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's from all of us at the Arts Council of Southwood County, a proud supporter of WFHR's 30 Hours of Christmas.
Program Director of WFHR, James J. Mailoff here, also your host of The Morning Show and Morning Magazine, wishing you and yours a very happy holiday season and joy from all of us here at WFHR.
The end of the year brings no greater joy than the opportunity to express how grateful we are to our furry friends and our customers. Happy holidays to all, and may your new year be filled with happiness and success. Can't wait to see you in 2024 at Bow Wow Meow Boutique, a proud sponsor of 30 Hours of Christmas.
Long time ago in Bethlehem,
So the Holy Bible say, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Trumpets sound and angels sing, listen to what they say, that man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. While shepherds watch their flock by night, they see a bright new shining star. They hear a choir sing, the music seemed to come from afar. Now Joseph and his wife Mary came to Bethlehem that night. They found no place to bear her child, not a single room was in sight. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Trumpets sound and angels sing, listen to what they say, that man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. By and by they find a little nook in a stable all forlorn, and in a manger cold and dark Mary's little boy was born. Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Trumpets sound and angels sing, listen to what they say, that man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
Sing with exultation, sing. Christ the Lord.
But the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. lights are turned down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Doesn't care if it's 10 below. He's sitting by the fire's cozy glow. He don't care about the cold and the winds that blow. He just says, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Let it snow.
Ooh-wee, calls the star. Why should he worry when he's nice and warm? His gal by his side and the lights burn low. He just says, let it snow, let it snow.
I don't care.
Weather outside is frightful, but that fire is delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought lots of corn for popping. The lights are way down low, so let it snow, let it snow, let it snow,
let it snow.
When we finally say goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll only hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. Long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow
Doodle.
In a one-horse open sleigh.
Doodle.
O'er the fields we go
Doodle.
Laughing all the way.
Doodle. Bells on bobtail ring, making our spirits bright.
What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those holiday J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those happy J-I-N-G-L-E B-E-double-L-S. I love those jingle bells all the way.
Fields where they lay, they were keeping.
But the fire is so delightful, and since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. And the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you'd love me so, let it snow, let it snow and snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really grab me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly.